morning, Castle Kitchens. This is Bill.
Good morning. It's Shaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
You're up early out there, aren't you?
I am. We start here early.
Oh, man. Yeah, probably to make the East Coast. Well, here's where I'm at. I think you're high. I went online and read more about your company, which seems fine, but the percent is 1.1 or up to 1.3, and I'm way higher than that. 1.3 as online looked like a maximum per other reviews was sort of a range or the high, but you've got me, which would be 26,000 payback. I'm at 28,000.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's expensive money to begin with, but it's just too much at that point.
Sure. So the reason why, to go over like how we came up with the certain number for your specific file, the biggest thing for us was the credit score, as well as the cash flow in the bank. Looking at your bank statements here, it's there's a lot of fluctuation. Also, the ending balance, you're not negative, but it's also not very, it didn't end really good. So because of that, there's higher risk associated with your file, so that's why we came up with a certain number for your file.
Right. All right. I've just got to think it over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money in payback. You give me 20, I got to give you 28. It's cost me $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
I've had quotes that are lower, and they get the same information. From me that of course I gave you. I understand it's not a real rosy picture in my company, but remember, I'm a 43-year-old business.
Yeah, there's definitely stability there.
Yeah, 40 years. I own the building.
Yeah.
And I got a mortgage, and, the equity and the value of the building is double what the mortgage is. So there's all good stuff in place.
Yeah, I mean, from my experience, with your file with, the credit score and the bank statement, especially since this is a sales-based loan, looking at those two, if we didn't have the stability with your business being in business since 1973, we probably wouldn't even be able to get you a approval. And it's just because you have good history with your business, and that's how we were able to approve you.
All right. So I always lease out a part. I have a huge building, a big building here.
Mm-hmm.
So I always lease out part, and I'm about ready to get a new tenant.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait, and that could happen any moment, and that's a lot of money coming in every month. So, that's some inside information, and I'm looking at that in the very, very near future. So let me play that against your offer and keep you updated.
Okay, sure. Do you have any offers out right now?
What do you mean offers?
Do you have any? You said that you've sent other people information and they've given you quotes or offers that are a little bit different.
Yeah, and I forget who. I don't have this. I'm not right in my office at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, one other person. I mean. But let me get back to you. Just where I am, and I'm glad you called. I was busy Friday, and I didn't have time, but I wanted to talk to you, drop you an email, just reviewing what I just said. So,
take your time, think about it, and, make sure that, this works out and makes sense for you. We're not trying to, put anything, shove it down your throat or something like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But anyway, well, I do appreciate the call, and let's keep talking.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm, no problem. Bye.
Bye.